Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and this year Fred is media partner of the EFA Young Audience Award, an award that will be decided on the 3rd of May 2015 by a young audience between 12 and 14 years old in 25 different countries. One of these countries is Slovenia, so we're very happy to be joined by Florence Menard of Otok, and they of course are the Slovenian partners of the EFA Young Audience Award. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for receiving us.
I'm very curious about Otok. Before we get started on talking about the Young Audience Award, can you tell us a little bit about Otok and what it does?
So Otok is an institute for the development of film culture. It's based in Metelkova in Ljubljana in Slovenia, in the capital city, and we organize every year the first week of June a festival on the Slovenian coast in Izola. And we have during all the year other activities with related to cinema. We work with several organizations in the whole Slovene territory and also with the countries surrounding Slovenia, because it's a small country, so we like to involve partners.
Yeah, multicultural exchange.
Exactly.
So it's the Institute for the Development of Film Culture, and that kind of implies it. It's almost implied in the term development. Obviously, a lot of your activities or some of your activities deal with young audience.
Yes, exactly. A part of our program is dedicated to children, and we have so. In the same period, like the festival for adults, we have a program for children. We have films addressing to children from 3 years old to 15. We have workshops. We organize debates after the film. We really try to involve families with the children in the festival, so everybody can enjoy the festival and everybody can discover new films and discuss about it.
And what do you think are the benefits of introducing a young audience to this a different type of cinema, a more challenging type of cinema?
Well, cinema is a great way to empathize with other people, even if we don't know them. And for children, I think it's very important to develop this quality to empathize. And also, films address difficult themes with different registers, with humor, with drama. And this is great that kids can go through all these emotions and take distance, maybe with their own lives, and confront with these difficult thematics or topics.
Yes, exactly. But do you find that it's a challenging thing to do to promote the cultural importance of cinema to a young audience? In other words, do you find it hard to get the right support to do it? I'm also asking this because I know that Otok is a non-profit organization. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. Well, you know, it's no secret that everywhere in Europe the budget for culture is decreasing, but we really work with passion, and you should see during our festival we have more than 80 volunteers, and we work with passion and always with this goal in mind that cinema is important. And we are now surrounded with films, with audiovisual materials, but it's important to go to the cinema and to give life to cinema, because now with the video on demand, with the multiple device, it's easy to watch a film if you stay home, but you don't have this collective experience. I think it's important to educate children to share an experience more than watch a product.
Right, cinema is a collective experience.
Yes, I think we can say that.
Well, what better way for a young audience to be involved in a collective experience than with events such as the Young Audience Award? Because
exactly.
Really, it's...
Exactly, it makes sense.
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I always say, I've been talking to a few of the partners over the past few days, and I always kind of think, wow, it would have been wonderful to be involved in something like this when I was a kid myself. It would have been absolutely
exactly.
Wonderful. So because we're going to talk about the Young Audience Award, I'd like to know, how did the partnership with them start for you?
Well, it's the first year for me personally that I work with the Young Audience Award, but we started 3 years ago, and I think in the beginning there were 15 or 17 countries involved, or maybe less, I'm not sure, I apologize, but this year it just made sense that we kept on working with them because we think it's a wonderful experience to connect on a European level all these children, all these young teenagers.
Yeah, this year it's 25 countries, and that's really, it has grown
really
over the years.
I respect the organizers in Erfurt and in Berlin because we would go crazy.
So at the time of this interview, if you're listening to this interview after the event took place, I know that it must be really exhausting and really busy now trying to get everything sorted because we are getting very close to the day. So I was wondering, can you take us through it? What's going to happen on Young Audience Film Day?
So in Isola, we will start by welcoming the children at 9 o'clock. Then we will watch the first film, then we will have a break to eat something, talk with our guest. We will work with a Slovenian actress, Mansa Dorar. She also worked last year. She will host the debates and organize a workshop with the children. She will share her experience probably in the field of cinema. And then after the kids watch the three films, we will talk a little more and they will have to vote for the film they preferred. And so then we will leave them. After announcing the votes in Isola, we will leave them go home and then we can all watch online the video conference that will take place between all the cities, and we will finally know at 8:30 the winner of the day. So
yes,
and this, I'm excited.
This gives us the opportunity to remind everyone that the conference will actually be streamed on the Young Film Awards website. And that sounds really exciting. So basically it's not just them commenting on the films that they're watching, but they're also learning about cinema as well through talks, and they get to ask questions too.
Yes, exactly. We think it's important to show them also behind the scenes our experience. We work with film and with directors. Maybe a passion can grow in some of them, and they can all discover all the different works. Yes, it's a lot of things can grow out of it. I'm not sure I can predict everything because there will be 50 children in Isola, around 50. And we cannot know what will jump in their minds, but I'm sure it will be really surprising and rich and very interesting for us.
And we hope very interesting for them too. I think it's going to be very exciting. Thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.